Welcome to the Bourbon Boys. I am going to be talking about value pours on this episode. I'm also going to be talking about a very hot topic brought up by Bourbon Pursuit, if you listen to that podcast. I'm not going to say anything else about that. It's been gone over. We're not going to keep going over that. So, but I will be drinking a local 1792 foolproof pick while we talk about these topics, as I like to do during these podcasts. I asked for people to tell me, in your opinion, what's the best value bottle, $50 or under. I'm going to read some people's responses, with their names, and see what happens. Well, I'm just going to see what happens, and I'll give you my opinion. If you listen to this podcast enough, you know what my opinion is. Thomas Christensen says, David Nicholson's Reserve. I've had that. It's decent. Rick Nolan says, for daily drinkers, I like a Four Roses small batch or single barrel. Also Old Forester rye. Tony Pasili, I don't know if you're going by Spanish, so Pasili, does it have to be regularly available? Picked up a bunch of Jepson single barrels, is basically what he said. Richard DeGroff, yep, Jepson's, Stuart Katz, Knob Creek, 9-year 100 proof, T. Taylor, Old Granddad 114. I've heard that a lot. 110 from Scott Minton, Always for the Win. Anybody wants to check out his podcast, Bourbon Barrel Talk? It's a good thing. I've been on there a couple times. If I remove it, he said, only under 50 has at Sam's. If I remove it, Old Forester 100. OGD, another one. Old Granddad 114. Ed Williams single barrel. GTS single. He named a ton. Don't sleep on Jack Daniel's bonded stuff. Early Times bottled and bonded. Buffalo Trace store picks. Buffalo Trace store picks are always my go-to if you can find them. Brussels Reserve small batch. Sam Woodrig said Malort. Malort's awful. Ross Friedman said Mellow Yellow is a soda that doesn't work out very well for anybody. New Riff bottle and bonded bourbon, anything from Proof and Wood, OGD, another OGD, any Eagle Rare. I kind of throw Eagle Rare out of there because this is supposed to be easily available sort of things people can find. And Eagle Rare and Buffalo Trace single barrels aren't really that easy to find anymore. Wild Turkey 101, that a couple people voted for that. And actually, I was using that in my mixed drinks tonight. I mean, $40, you can't really beat that. Single Rose, Four Roses single barrel, just the 100 version. Handles a Tito's, says Greg Jensen. Yeah, thanks, Greg. Green River single barrel picks. I've only had one single barrel pick, and it was pretty decent. Makel's, that was from Julie Gate. Brandon Scott Perry said Makers 101. All right. I'm not even going to dignify that response. If you go 60, I say Old Forester 1920. Okay. Tariq Patel says Old Forester 100 proof, Wild Turkey 101 rye, Russell Reserve 10, Jack Daniel's bottle and bonded. All right. I'm going to go to the other group. I'll put that in and see what I can get. I'm already there. Green River, somebody put it. Pour or bottle. Okay. I got a lot of Elijah Craig. A lot of Four Roses, single barrel, 100 proof. What of Russell Reserve? Early Times Bottle and Bonded. Mellow Corn. Trails in 10-year-old or Benchmark Full Proof. Wild Turkey 101 and JTS BIB. Matt Phelps. Brian Michael said Wild Turkey. Jonathan Dillard said Eagles. Trails in 10-year-old or Benchmark Full Proof. Josh Griffey said Mellow Corn because he's a smart ass. Timothy Ward said Early Times. And Brett Cloak Gentile said Early Times. When it comes to this, my opinion is $50 is kind of a, that's what I put the benchmark at and readily available. Early Times Bottle and Bond, if you can find it, mostly around Kentucky, that's a killer pour for that price point. Plus, you can use it as a mixer, and you'll be happy with that, too, with $30 for a liter. Wild Turkey 101 is always a good one. For store picks or single barrels, I think Weller 1792 Full Proof picks. Always a killer thing, man. Every time I see one, I pick it up if it's a reputable place. I mean, when it comes to Total Wines or anything like that, it's a maybe, but I'll pick it up if it's $50. I mean, the one I got from Steve's that I'm drinking right now that I'm going to talk about was actually $60 plus tax, which is a little high now, but it's all right. I mean, it happens. And it's not, I've already had it, so I've got a little opinion about it before, but it doesn't have like it's not like a typical 1792 pick. So it's not like super banana runts or banana bread. It's got more of a cherry aspect to it. The nose on it's just sweet. I told somebody yesterday, asked me what I thought about it. I said, it's like a cherry spice. Because it's got some cherry behind it, but it's very spicy. It's delicious. It's a delicious pick. For $60, you can't go wrong, honestly. Secondary topic, is bourbon dead? It's been talked about, especially on Burn Pursuit podcast. Anybody follows that page? I already mentioned that, but it's been talked about amongst my friends. I know some people think bourbon's dead when it comes to expansion or when it comes to this and that. For my opinion, I think when it comes to bourbon as a whole is still thriving. Because you still have people coming into the category. You still have people seeking out bourbon, trying to get into the habit of drinking it, trying to like acquire their palates to like sort of be able to drink it straight. And I think that's never going to die. I mean, it's always from now on, it's going to be plentiful with people trying to get into it. What I do think, and I have mentioned before, is sort of declining are single barrels. And I never thought I'd say that because single barrels for me is where it's at. But I think there are so many places out there, especially NDPs, that are offering single barrels. And now of MGP of higher age, that I think it's sort of becoming a flooded market. And I think some of the places that are doing it at an elevated price that they're still like in the spot where they're asking people to pay 100 plus for 7-year, 8-year old whiskey. I think those places are going to start falling to the wayside, unfortunately, because I think the market is so flooded with extra age MGP right now, and the people that are coming in with a good price point and a decent bottle configuration, like River Roots, if you all haven't heard of them yet, they're out of Cleveland. They're run by a guy named Ryan Lentz, who, a couple other people, I'm sure. Ryan Lentz is just the one that I know. And they have a fantastic barrel program and a fantastic price. And I think that's the category that's going to come and sort of take over for the high-end people that are charging more than they need to. But they're doing it because they have an overhead that they have to make. So it's not like they're doing it because they have to, but they're doing it because they have to, because they have to make a certain amount of money and keep the doors open. But at the end of the day, whiskey rules everything, in my opinion. If you have good barrels, people are going to be willing to pay extra money. Old Louisville, more expensive, but they have great barrels and they have a great program, so people are willing to pay a little bit more. River Roots is up and coming. They're a little bit cheaper, so they're going to get some action right now. NBC has a fan base. They're more expensive, but they have a fan base, so people are willing to pay more. It's going to happen. But I say all that to say, is bourbon dead? No. Is it moving? Bourbon is a organism. It's ever changing. People are always moving to different parts, and there are always people coming into the bourbon market wanting to get into bourbon because we have such cool people like me, yeah, and everybody else. I mean, bourbon brings people together. It's always going to do that. There's no changing that. The only thing that's going to come is the supply is going to catch up with the demand eventually. Is that now? Maybe. But the only thing that's going to do is bring prices down for everybody. Not your premium stuff like BTAC and Pappy and all that bullshit, but it's going to start bringing prices down for NDPs. You're not going to be able to charge $140 when this NDP over here is charging $100. It's not going to happen anymore. And that's good, in my opinion. That brings everything level. If you've got an NDP that's offering you a 10-year-old product for $100 a bottle, you've got an NDP that's offering you 7-year product for $100 a bottle. What are you going to pick? Obviously the best barrel, but it's a lot easier to offer people $100, $100 bottle for 10-year-old whiskey versus 7, right? Think about it. Until next time, enjoy your pours, enjoy your family.